Welcome to Torat Imecha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Michal Horitz, and today we'll be studying the Haftorah of Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh is always read in conjunction with Rosh Chodesh Nisan, either the Shabbos right before, or if Shabbos coincides with Rosh Chodesh, in honor of the approaching Chag HaPasach. Okay, on this special Shabbos, the second Sefer Torah is taken out, if it's Parshas HaChodesh, on the weekly Parshas HaShavua, from the Sefer Torah Parshas HaChodesh. They read from Parshas Bo, Sefer Shemos, Perek Yud Beis, Psukim Aleph through Chaf. The first two Psukim deal with Rosh Chodesh, and the rest of the Psukim deal with the Karban Pasach and Chag HaMatzos. The Haftorah is very much connected to this theme. The Haftorah comes to us from Sefer Yechezkel, Perek Mem Hei, Pasuk Tes Zayin, through Mem Vav, Pasuk Yud Ches. There's a little bit of variation in the Psukim between the Temani, the Sfardim, the Chabad Ashkenazim, but for the most part, some start a little bit before and end a little bit earlier. For the most part, everybody reads the same excerpt from the same Haftorah from Sefer Yechezkel. I'm actually going to begin by quoting a Sefer. It's called the Hirsch Haftorahs. I don't think I quoted from it yet in this year's series. I want to thank my son, actually. One of my boys made me aware of the Sefer because he knows that I'm not teaching the Haftorahs. I was not aware of it. And he told me he thinks that Rav Shamsha and Fal Hirsch, they have Rav Shamsha and Fal Hirsch on the Haftorahs. He saw it in Yeshiva. And I went to the Judaica store. And lo and behold, they have a Sefer called the Hirsch Haftorahs, translation and commentary of the Haftorahs, following the interpretive method of Rav Shamsha and Fal Hirsch by his eldest son, Dr. Mendel Hirsch. So I'm beginning from the Hirsch Haftorahs. Here we go. It is a very complicated Haftorah. I mean, if you go through three times or four times, it's not so complicated after. But let me just tell you what it's about. It's a prophecy of the future. Yechezkel is prophesying to the exiles in Babel 14 years after Churban Bayis Rishon. And he is talking about when the Geula comes and the third Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt, the Karbanot and the inauguration and the Karbanot that will bring on the festival days and the holidays that will end on Rosh Chodesh and the Shabbosos. That's really an overview of the Torah. It is a prophecy of the future, Bayis Shlishi, when the new temple will be inaugurated and we will celebrate Pesach and we will celebrate Chag HaShavuos and on Shabbosos and Yomim Tovim and all the different Korbano and their Minchas and their poured libation offerings that will be brought along with the Karbanot of the Chag. That's the overview of the Haftorah. I'm now quoting from the Hirsch Haftorahs. The month of Nisan brings us the festival of the birth of our nation. The Maftir portion we read on this Shabbos begins with the foundation and declaration of the Jewish homes. V'yichusala bayis celebrate Ava. We read in the Psukim of Parshas HaChodesh that for the Karban Pesach, everyone must take salabayit, celebrate avot, a lamb for the father's house, a lamb for the household. So now that's the maftir, okay? The foundation and dedication of Jewish homes. The Mishkan, the tent of appointed meeting, the Ohel Moed, is the eternal model for Jewish homes built in accordance with the will of God and for making that ideal a reality. You know, it's one thing to have an ideal. It's one thing to have a vision. It's one thing to have a hope. You have to make it a reality. So the Mishkan that we read about through Sefer Shemos, the appointed tent of meeting, which was the precursor to the Batei Mikdash that stood in Yerushalayim, of course, and that will stand in Yerushalayim, Bezer Hashem, is the eternal model for the Jewish home. When we build a Jewish home, it must be in accordance with Ratzon Hashem, and we must make that ideal a reality. Continuing the Hirsch Haftorah, it was the first of Nisan that saw the consecration of that tent completed as a symbol of the proximity of God, who dispenses blessings for the tribute-paying devotion of Am Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When was the Mishkan finally put up? They began its building in the desert. Motzei Yom HaKippurim, when Moshe came down to the second set of Luchos, God had said, Salachti Kivarecha, and then Hashem put out the call, we're going to start collecting for the Mishkan. And then they had a seven-day inauguration period after months of building. And when was it finally put up? On Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But alas, it was just a fleeting moment. It was only the beginning, the laying of the foundations. It was only a moment of the breath of spring in a long list of elevating moments in Jewish history in which everything noble and glorious attained mastery in the soul of our nation. But alas, only for a short reign. The completion of the edifice whose foundation was laid on that first of Nisan in the wilderness, the second year after the Exodus from Egypt, They consecrated in the wilderness the first house of God, the Mishkan, will only call to us once again when history will have reached its goal. The whole history of the Jews constitutes education towards that goal. So in other words, that was the laying of the first cornerstone, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in the desert, in year 2 from Yitzhak Mitzrayim of the Mishkan. But then there was a Bayis Rishon, Rechman Al-Tan was destroyed when Yechezkel prophesied to the people. Then there was a Bayis Sheni, and it was also destroyed. And we, alas, we wait for the third Beit HaMikdash, and only then will call to us once again in history, will we have reached our goal as a nation? Oh, this chapter of Yechezkel reveals to us, it will again be the first day of Nisan when the consecration of the everlasting sanctuary, the third Beit HaMikdash, the Bayit Shlishi, the Beit Olamim, will be consecrated. So in this vision, Yechezkel informs us, could you imagine the month of Nisan as such a month of Geula, not only Geula Mitzrayim. Yechezkel tells us, you know when the third Beit HaMikdash will be consummated? You know when it will be consecrated? On the first of Nisan. It will be a consecration, not followed by desecration. It will be a construction, not followed by destruction. Just as Parshas HaChodesh reminds us every year of the beginning, because we go back and we read the Maftir from Parshas Bo. It is the story of HaKadosh Baruch Hu transmitting Rosh Chodesh to Am Yisrael, the first national mitzvah. And then it is the narrative of the Korban Pasach and the mitzvot surrounding Yitziat Mitzrayim. And Chag HaMatzos. So every year, Parshas HaChodesh reminds us of the beginning of our birth as a nation. The Haftorah allows us to see the distant goal that will rise up before our gaze out of dim light of the centuries of thousands of years that may still separate us from it. So interestingly, the Maftir, Parshas HaChodesh, Parshas Bo, reminds us of a glorious past and the birth of our nation. The Haftorah, Sefer Yechezkel, the vision of Bayis Shlishi and the Avoda that will occur there, reminds us of a beautiful future that is coming. So also, continues the Hirsch of Torah, at a time when Eretz Yisrael had already been conquered, remember Yechezkel is prophesying this 14 years after Churban Beis by Rishon, and the enemy stood before the gates of Yerushalayim, Yirmiyahu was instructed by God to draw up a contract of purchase with all the legal formalities. Could you imagine? Hashem instructed Yirmiyahu, we're going to make a contract of purchase, all the legal formalities of a field already occupied by the Babylonian enemy. Why did we have to do this? To reinforce the people's faith in their return from the Babylonian exile. Do not despair. Do not lose faith. You see this contract of purchase? Once again, that field that the Babylonians are in charge of, it will be ours once again. In the same way, in a whole succession of chapters in Sefer Yechezkel, Prakim Mem through Mem Chesh, the most precise specifications are given in the name of God. For what? For the building, for the proportionate sizes, for the installation, for the services of the future third and everlasting temple. Yechezkel, Prakim Mem through Mem Ches, deal with Bayis Shlishi. And that is where our Haftorah comes from. Why is this so important? Says the Hirsch Haftorah, to dispel the slightest doubt as to the reality of that future. We might think, we're waiting so long, is Mashiach really coming? Chalila v'chas. We might think, do you see what's doing on Har HaBayis today? Shu'alam Hilchuba, like the Pasuk says at the end of Eicha. We might think, is there really ever going to be a Bayis Shlishi? Is there going to ever be a Avodah Gadol? Is there going to be a Jewish king? Are there going to be Kohanim? This Haftorah dispels all those doubts. Yes, there will be, to each and every question, there will be a temple. There will be Jewish sovereignty. There will be Kohanim. There will be princes and Jewish kings. Once again, there will be a Avodah. It is to make our confidence firm as rock, with absolute certainty that the Almighty, the Director of world history, will ultimately bring about the attainment of this goal. Therefore, it is a deep, far-sighted arrangement, which every year on the Shabbos before Nisan, or on the first of Nisan, places in our hand this word of the prophet. The prophet who foresees the future, first of Nisan, who gives us the divine promise and the divine instruction for service in the temple that will be consecrated on that day in the future. The whole nevuah is a nevuah of amuna, of bitachon, of animal, min be'amuna shleima, be'vias ha-mashiach, the aval pisha yisma meya, I will never give up believing that the Messiah will come. Even if there is all, now this is very important. Remember I said it's complicated in the beginning. Then I said if you learn three or four or five times, which I did to prepare this Haftorah Shir, that it's not so complicated. Baruch Hashem, it starts to take shape. However, I was very validated. I felt very validated when I read this during my preparation. Even if there is much in these words beyond our present understanding, and that according to the saying of the sages, we must wait for the future arrival of Eliyahu to be clarified. I felt very validated because it's not an easy Haftorah. And then I read, there is much in the words of Yechezkel here that is beyond our present understanding. And even according to the sages, Teiku, Tishbi, Yivar, Kushios, Obayos, not until Eliyahu Navi Zechor L'Tov arrives to redeem us will we understand it fully. Nevertheless, the fact that the words of God are given to us here is what is important. The fact in itself has great teaching power. These words are there to revive our courage, to give us fresh strength, to make our efforts ever more energetic, to do our best to bring that distant day of the Messiah ever nearer, so that what we visualize in the Haftorah will finally become a reality. What a gorgeous introduction by the Hirsch Haftorah to understanding of the Haftorah. So it begins in Parak Mem Hei, Pasuk Tes Zayim, and it describes the people coming up as well as the prince of Israel coming up. Now, this prince of Israel, there's a debate. Either it's the supreme leader of the people, or it's the king, or it's the high priest. It is a person of distinction who is coming up along with the people to bring the korbanot. And in Pasuk Yod Zayin, it tells us the korbanot that the priest will bring on the festivals, on the new moons, on the Sabbaths, of all the appointed times of the house of Israel. That's Pasuk Yod Zayin. Let me tell you the exact lashon there. Okay? Ba'al Hanasi, and regarding this prominent leader of Israel, Yeha Olos, Vaha Mincha, Vaha Nesach, Bechagim, Ubechadashim, Ubashabasos, Bechama de Beis Israel. So there are different korbanot to be brought on the Chagim and on Rosh Chodesh and on the Shabbasos and all the appointed times for the house of Israel. Pasuk Yod Ches then tells us, Ko Amar Shem Elokim Barishon Ve'echad Lechoder. So says God, the Lord of Hosts. On the first month, Nisan, on the first of the month, the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you will take the bull, a young bull, you will cleanse the sanctuary. This refers to the Taharas HaMikdash and the inauguration of the Mikdash. Which Mikdash? Bayis Shlishi. On what day? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So we come to the special Shabbos. Let us remember that we are longing for this vision to come to fruition. The psukim continue. The Kohen will take the blood from the bull offering and he will put it on different parts of the temple and the kingdom as a sign of the inauguration. We are told about Chag HaPasach in Pasuk Chof Aleph, Barishon, the first month, Ba'ar Ba'asar Yom LeChodesh, on the 14th of Nisan, Yelacham HaPasach will be for you, the Chag HaPasach, Chag Ayom Tov Shavuos Yamin, for 7 days, Matzos Yochel, you shall eat matzah. It describes what the prince presents on that day. It describes the Korbanot of the days of the Chag, as well of the Mincha that comes along with it, and the oil, the shemen that is also brought along with it. Then we move to Chag HaSukkot, Pasuk Chaf Hei, Bashvi, in the seventh month, what we call Tishrei, Bachamisha Asar Yom LeChodesh, on the 15th of Tishrei, Bachag, Chag is a name for Sukkos, Yasech Ha'ela, you shall do like these, Shivas Hayamim, for 7 days, Kechatos, Ka'ola, the Kamincha, the Kashamen, we're going to bring Chatos offerings, Ola offerings, meal offerings, and the like oil as well. Then we move on to Perak Mem Vav, and in Perak Mem Vav, we are told in Pasuk Dalet, the Ola offering that the Nasi will bring on Shabbos, Pasuk Vav, that's Pasuk Dalet and Hey, and Perak Mem Vav. On the Shabbos, the Nasi brings a special Ola. Psukim Vav through Zion, that on Rosh Chodesh, the Nasi brings a special Ola. I'm skipping a little because I'm going to come back to it now, okay? On Pasuk Yud Aleph, we are told about the festivals and the appointed times, the Chagim and the Moadim. There will be which Karbanot and which offerings are brought. On Pasuk Yud Gimel, we are told about the Karban Tamid, the Keves Ben Shnaso Tamim Tasa Ola LaYom LaHashem, Baboker Tasa. Also, we know that as the Karban Tamid, the daily continual offering, two sheep were brought every day. We're told about the continuing offering. The last three psukim of the Torah deal with land holdings of the Nasi. I want to go back to a couple psukim that I skipped, and there's something very, very interesting here. I want you to listen to Perek Mem Vav, psukim Tes through Yud, okay? Pasuk Tes. Ubavo am ha'aretz livnei Hashem. When the people of the land come before Hashem to the Beit HaMikdash at the Bamoadim at the appointed times, haba, when they come derech shar tzafon lishtachavos, when they come and they enter into the temple grounds, ready, by way of the northern gate of the outer courtyard to bow down, yetzei derech shar negev. He shall depart by way of the southern gate, v'haba derech shar negev, and the one who comes the way of the southern gate, yetzei derech shar tzafona, he should go out the way of the northern gate, lo yashuv derech hashar asher bo ba. He should not go out the way of the gate that he came in, ki nichecho yetzei, he should leave by the opposite gate. Furthermore, the Nasi himself, Pasuk Yod, Vahanasi Betocham, and when the Nasi is amongst them, Vavo'am, when he comes up with the masses, Yavo Vitseisam Yetzu, when the Nasi comes up in their midst, he shall depart with them, he shall go with them. So this is very interesting. The way a person comes up to the Beit HaMikdash should not be and will not be the way he leaves. If you come through the northern gate, you're going to leave through the southern gate. If you came through the southern gate, you should leave through the northern gate. Why? Okay, this following insight is not my own, but I don't remember if I heard it from Rabbi Zev Leff or from Rabbi Shai Shachter or from somebody else. But I'm trying to be very makbid b'shem Amar, so it's not my insight. And I heard a very, very beautiful idea some years ago that really made such a big roshem on me. This is teaching us about the importance of maintaining excitement in Avodas Hashem. If you do everything the same old, same old, same old, you risk becoming bored. Chas v'sham. It risks becoming boring. This is coming to teach you that there should always be an element of excitement in your Avodas Hashem. If you go in and out the same way, the temple is going to lose its allure. If you go in and out the same way, the karbanot are not going to be as meaningful. If you go in and out the same way, you might just be used to seeing the Shechina. It's telling you to change it up a little bit, of course, in accordance with halacha, so that it will always be exciting and meaningful to you. And this reminds us that in our own personal Avodas Hashem, so this is a big, strong takeaway, Mr. Haskell, besides for the vision of the end of days and the third temple that we long for and the way for that will be inaugurated on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Bekar Birmher B'Yameinu Mamish, we also learn from here, Perek Menvav Pasuk Tes. We always have to make sure Avodas Hashem is exciting to us. It should never be boring. Now again, any change must be within the parameters of halacha, of course, and what is mutar according to the Torah. But the Pasuk is telling you, Chazal the Navi is telling you, don't become bored. Don't go in and out the same way. Don't daven the same way you davened yesterday. Don't do the chesed the same way you did a chesed for somebody else. Don't learn Torah the same way you learned yesterday. Always be new. Always be fresh. Always be exciting. See something new in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways in this world. See something new in nature. See a new chiddush in Torah. See a new aspect of chesed you didn't realize. Put a new kavana into your tefillos. Don't go in and out the same way, because then you risk doing mitzvos and ashim balumda, and Torah loses its passion, and we should always be on fire for Avodas Hashem. Halavai, my tefillah is that the beautiful words of the Navi Yechezkel should come true immediately and in our days, and we should be zeruchet to see by Yishlishi and all of the karbanot brought on their appointed times with the inauguration of Ayishlishi and Eliyahu Navi, Yavovi Galenu Zachor Letov. Have a beautiful day and a wonderful Shabbat Shalom. Thank you, Kol Tov to all.